92.1 KRLS. Final score, Pella will sweep the Eagles in the doubleheader and get the season series 6-5 in game one, 1-0 in game two. Here with Ryan Mace, the winning pitcher in game number two, after tossing an absolute gem, a 7-inning, 5-hit shutout, and getting the game-winning RBI in the first inning as well. Ryan, first of all, congratulations on a very busy game number two. What does it mean to be able to do that for your team and help them get the season series over a longtime rival?
It's awesome. It was great to come out to the ballpark today. We were blessed with a beautiful day to play. And after coming off of a loss yesterday at Principal Park, we kind of needed to refocus and reset. So we had a good first inning the first game. But after that, we kind of coasted. And they scored a couple late, which kind of changed the tide of the game a little bit. But then we were able to reset, refocus over the break. And we were just able to come out and play a good game of baseball the second game.
And from the mound, what were you able to see out there? A lot of good work done behind your defense. You had to do a lot of work and had quite a few ground balls, including a nifty double players out there as well. What was so good about the defense and how well they played behind you, and what were you able to do to piece these batters to keep them just off balance enough?
I just got to owe it all to my defense. I pitched to contact tonight, didn't try to do too much, which I feel like I have in the past. So just pitching to contact and letting my defense play behind me is a big deal.
And the at-bat in that first, it was two outs and you had a runner at first base. Tell me about the at-bat and what you've been seeing as of late. You've had a lot of balls that have been hit hard right up the middle. What's allowed you to really be so locked in lately?
I've tried at the beginning there, I was basically swinging for the fences, but now I'm just trying to shorten my swing and just hit doubles in the gaps. And I feel like that's helped me a lot and helped produce a lot of runs that are crucial to games.
Well, it was crucial in this one. You help your own cause in the 1-0 game. And obviously, we talked about this in the preseason, Ryan. You spent a year away from the game, and obviously now we're almost through the regular season. What's it been like adjusting back to playing at this varsity level, especially in this conference with so many great teams like Grinnell and DCG and Norwalk and Indianola and Pella Christian and so on? What's it been like for you to adjust? And are you finally feeling like you're back to where you were a couple years ago, if not better?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. It helps when you have a great team like we do. We're all just so personal together, and we're all able to just connect like on a more emotional level. And even when we don't have the greatest games, we'll still be cheering ourselves and just having fun with each other.
Well, and yesterday you did mention you were at Principal Park. Obviously not the outcome you're wanting, but what was it like to be out there on that field where there's been so many great Pella players who competed just a few years ago at the state tournament, and obviously some great now professional baseball players who have been on that field? What was it like for you to have that chance?
That was amazing. I've always dreamed of playing there, and that was just a dream come true. It's a lot, no offense, but it's a lot better than a lot of fields we played on, and it was just awesome to just be able to have the experience of playing at Principal.
Well, and unlike most teams, obviously there's still a few weeks left of your regular season between now and the postseason. Your first game will be on July the 16th in the playoffs, and we've got a game coming up Friday with Indianola, a team that you lost a couple of close games to. What are the little things you think this team needs to do to take that next step, knowing that you've beaten some great teams this year, but you've also lost a lot of close games, and the things you think you need to accomplish to be able to make a strong run here at the end of the regular season and launch into the playoffs?
We just need to take everything pitch by pitch. We can't think of anything that's going to come in the future or anything that's already happened. We just got to have a next pitch mentality, and if we do that, I think we'll be pretty successful.
That's Ryan Mace, the winning pitcher of game number two, a 7-inning complete game, 5-hit shutout, and the game-winning RBI. Ryan, congratulations on a great season so far. It's been so fun to call your baseball games after a great basketball season, and looking forward to a handful more between now and hopefully a long run in the playoffs.
Thanks, Andrew.